Hi, dictation for patient Cassandra Hall, C-O-S-A-N-D-R-A, Cassandra, H-A-L-L. Cassandra Hall, date of birth is 12-17-1966, date of accident 3-16-2022, and date of service will be November 1st, 2022. Patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. She has multiple symptoms which have allegedly occurred as a result of an automobile accident when she hit her car on passenger side and didn't see the red light. She was a restaurant driver with one friend in the front seat who suffered from concussion TBI. Herself, Cassandra suffered from head injury to dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, blurred vision, headaches, as well as pain in the neck, mid-back, upper back, and lower back, and also into the right sacroiliac joint, pain in the right knee, right ankle to begin with, and severe pain in the left thumb and third, fourth, fifth finger, with difficulty walking, standing. That was the initial issues. Now, patient report that her pain in the neck and the middle back is not there anymore. It has improved. And however, she has pain in the lower back, which is 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, with radiation to the right buttock as pins and needles only, but no radiation below the buttocks in the right leg, and no involvement of the thighs, no involvement of the upper extremities, no radiation of pain other than the right buttock is noticed. Sacroiliac joint is also minimally tender on the right side. She complains that her pain in the right knee is 8 and left knee is 10. And she fell down after losing some balance recently for 3 steps, never went to the emergency room. And she has mild headaches. So things are improving, but lower back pain is still 9. Overall pain level is between 7 to 9. ADLs are affected 9. She reports that general activity, mood, walking ability, work, sleep, and enjoyment of life are affected 10, and the relationship with other people is affected 8. She's running out of the medication, so her pain level is worse, and she reports 0% relief so far. In the system review, in the neurology and psych patient reports that she has headaches, which are mild to moderate, and less often than before, not associated with any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, blackout, seizures, fainting, none of them. No lack of focus, no lack of concentration or confusion, disorientation. She also does not have any loss of memory. Still going on is the depression and difficulty sleeping, fatigue and tension, and some weakness. In the pain and numbness, patient reports some stiffness in the shoulder, which is mild, neck stiffness and lower back stiffness, and a pins and needle of the right buttock, and also some pain in the lower back, severe, and shoulder pain is minimal. Right knee pain is 10, and left knee pain is 8. She reports some pain in the left wrist and hand, but they are all minimal at this time, except for the lower back pain and right knee pain, all are minimal. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GE, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma. There is an asthma and trouble breathing, but there is no chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that the pain level has remained the same, and no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is none. In compliance history, patient is fully compliant. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 131 over 81, pulse 68, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination is from the previous visit. previous visit of 9/14/2022, dictation number 0916071. Along with diagnosis, the plan of care is as follows. Ms. Cassandra Hall was injured in March of 2016. She reported that her physical therapy has been, or some help, at this time it is provided for lower back, right knee, and left wrist once a week, with traction massage, aquatherapy, home exercise, McKinsey program. And she is on a light duty, 6 hours, 5 days at 10 pounds lifting limit. She's provided with Norco 7.5, 325, one per day, 15 tablets for severe pain relief only. MAPs were reviewed, labs were reviewed, and the patient is found to be in compliance. The MRIs that were done previously have been reviewed. She has a bulging disc at L1, L2, L2, L3, L3, L4, and L4, L5, and a herniated disc at L5, S1. There is a moderate bilateral neural foramen stenosis, impingement of the nerve roots, and a moderate ligamentous flavum hypertrophy. Patient has been advised about lumbar epidural steroid injection for this. She also, in thoracic, there is a T1, T2, there is a left paracentral protrusion. And T3 and T4, there is a left lateral superior extrusion. T4, T5, bulging disc. T5, 6, there is a lateral protrusion. T6, 7, there is a partial disc fusion and mild disc bulge. T7 and T8, there is a partial disc fusion, right paracentral disc herniation, as well as in T8 and 9, there is a disc herniation. T9 and 10, mild disc bulge. T10 and 11, moderate disc bulge. T11 and 12, left paracentral broad-based protrusion. In the cervical spine, there is a herniated disc at C4 and C5. She also has a herniated disc at C5 and C6. And C6 and 7 has a bulging disc. She has been advised a series of cervical, thoracic, and lumbar epidural injection. And she has issues in the right sacroiliac joint that also will be addressed with the other injections. Her shoulder pain has resolved, and neck pain is also not very much. It's only 3 to 4. Upper back pain is also 7 to 9. And we will continue investigating. But for the lumbar epidural, she has agreed to come for injections, and we'll go from there. She doesn't want any surgical options at this time. Thank you.